Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is written in Paul's letter to the Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 26 and 27. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we should pray for, but the Spirit intercedes himself for us with groans that are not expressed in words. And he who searches our hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to God's will. This is God's word. Dear friends in Christ, in the words preceding our text, the words we looked at last week, Paul encourages us to be patient as we wait for judgment day. But that's not always easy to do. We want to get to heaven, and some people want to get there now. We need help to be patient. And that help is what Paul speaks of in our text. As we approach our judgment day, Paul speaks to us as our last hour draws near. As our last hour draws near, may the Spirit help us in our weakness. These words are directed to the saints, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints. Directed to Christians. Now, we're not Christians at birth. We are not Christians when we were conceived. We are sinners. We are born to disobey God, to follow instead the ways of the devil. And because of that propensity for evil, we deserve not heaven, but eternal damnation in hell. But that's not what our Heavenly Father wanted to happen to us. And so he told his Son, you will have to go and do what mankind cannot do. You will have to go down to the earth, become a human being, so you are under my laws, the laws that my people are also under, the laws which I said to my people, you must obey perfectly, so I can be your God and you will be my people, but they can't do it, so you will have to do it for them. And he did. For 33 years, he lived on this earth. And probably for almost every day of his life on this earth, the devil was there tempting him, as he tempts us, to disobey his Father. But Jesus never did. He never wavered from his calling. He never sinned. I know when I was a kid, I thought that's not possible. I try. My folks have taught me God's word. I've gone to a Christian day school, probably from grade 3 on up. I was confirmed. I went to a public high school 1 year, and then Northwestern Prep School for 3 years, Northwestern College for 4 years, Wisconsin Lutheran Seminary for 4 years. And yet I still sin. I know what God expects of me, but I can't do it. And I think you are the same way. But Jesus did do it. Never once did he disobey his Father. Why? Not to make a name for himself, but to do for us what we couldn't do. And he says, now that I have succeeded, I have the spotless robe for you to wear. So when you appear before me on the judgment day, before my Father, he will not see your sins, he will see my perfection. And that's what he wants his Father to see. Because when he sees us not sinners, but perfect because of Christ, he will say, well done, good and faithful servant, inherit the home I've prepared for you. He also had to die. God told the Old Testament people, offer up a lamb to atone for the sins of the people. What lamb? The best lamb in the flock. And they did it over and over again because it didn't work. But it had a purpose. And that purpose was epitomized by John the Baptist when he saw Jesus for the first time and he said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." That Old Testament lamb was a picture of the Lamb who would come, who would die to pay for the sins of all people of all time, and that is what Jesus did. Because our sins are paid for, because we wear that spotless robe, we can now appear before the judgment seat of God, not afraid, but anticipating the joy that will be ours. But in the meantime, we wait. Now, he speaks of prayers. We do not know what we should pray for. What he's speaking of here, however, is our prayers concerning our future. We pray about heaven. Sometimes we pray that this or that thing would be there. I had one lady in Urbana, Illinois, belonged to my church, and said to me one day, "If there are no cats in heaven, I don't want to be there." How often do we try to picture heaven in human terms or in things that we really like? We like it, so we want that to be there. And so maybe we pray that way, that God would have those things there for us. But you know, we don't really know that, do we? We don't know what's in heaven. We know who is there, the triune God, the good angels, and all believers, but that's as far as it goes. Some people say there will be no animals in heaven because they don't have a soul. Maybe. We're not told, are we? God says, "You know enough. You know it's going to be a perfect place. You're going to live with me forever, and you'll be joy beyond description." But sometimes as we pray, we ask for things maybe that we shouldn't ask for. We don't know what to ask for. So the Holy Spirit enters the picture. We pray. Maybe not as much as we'd like to, or maybe not with the words we would like, but there's the Holy Spirit. And he says, when my Father in heaven, or when our Father in heaven hears that prayer, he's going to hear it amended. The Holy Spirit will groan. He will have the right words there that go to his Father. So when we pray, we know that the gist of our prayer, the best part of our prayer, will be going to heaven because the Spirit will make sure. But in the meantime, we're weak. We do not know what we should pray for. But he does say, keep on praying. Pray for strength. Pray for a strong faith. Pray to God when you need help. Pray to God when you thank him for all the good he's done for you. Pray to God, thanking him for the future home that we have, even though we don't know what it will be like. He says, continue to pray every day. And those words, the correct words, will get to the Father because the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. So what is the Holy Spirit doing now? For one thing, he's interceding for us, but he's also keeping us in the faith. How many times has your faith wavered a little bit? I have a friend down in Tennessee, and sometimes she says, "I've prayed, but I don't see any results." My comment to her is, therefore, you were praying for the wrong thing, and he's not going to answer your prayer because it wouldn't be good for you. God does listen. The Holy Spirit is there to give you strength, to keep you in the faith until it is time for you to face Judgment Day. And how does he intercede? According to God's will. And he who searches our hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is. He who searches our hearts, that's the Father. What does he know about each one of you? Everything. When I was young, that scared me. Sometimes as a child, you can hide things from your parents. You think you do anyway. They probably know it anyway. But you can't hide anything from God. Your bad thoughts, your bad deeds, he knows them all. Your good thoughts, your good deeds, he knows them all. He knows your strengths. He knows your weaknesses. And so when he intercedes through the Holy Spirit, he makes sure that our prayers pertain to the good parts, that our prayers show a complete trust in him and a complete trust in Jesus and a complete trust in the Holy Spirit to guide you on this sinful world. Then he says, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints. He does this every single day. He has never abandoned any one of you. He's always there, there to strengthen you, to keep you in that faith. He wants to make sure you're faithful now. He wants to make sure that you are still children of God. Because then when judgment day occurs, heaven will be your home. Really, as our last hours draw near, that's death. That's our entry to heaven, isn't it? When we die, our soul goes to heaven. Our body goes in the ground. Judgment day, the souls return from heaven are united with our spiritual body, our enlightened body, our better body. And then together, back to heaven they go to stay there forever. The Holy Spirit wants to make sure that you are going to go there, so he remains with you. If judgment day for the world is still a long way off, and it could be, what did Paul think it would happen in his day? It didn't. How many preachers today have said, I know when the day is going to happen. And he gathers all his followers and they get rid of all the earthly possessions and they wait and didn't happen. Our Lord said, as man, I don't even know when it will happen. My Father does. But he says, it will happen. So he says, as we near our death and are concerned about our afterlife, about heaven, the Holy Spirit is there. He intercedes for us. He takes care of our prayers. He tells the Father, he reminds the Father over and over again that we are children of God and heirs of life because we believe in Jesus. And that is the only way to heaven. He takes care of our faith so that when we do die or when we face death, we don't fear. I can tell you almost every time I've been at a Christian's deathbed, I don't see fear. In fact, I see the opposite. They're eager to die because they know where they're going. And the Holy Spirit has made sure that that faith continues right up until that time and beyond. When we approach our death, we're not afraid. We know heaven will be our home. Amen.